You're live with the Hang Zone from Cowboys training camp, which means we get to talk to Cowboys player men, which means that they're brought to you, like all Cowboys training camp guests are, by Globe Life Insurance. The other day, Dan and I made a trek back out to the field back after their nighttime session, which they're calling the mock game. That's a new one. I hadn't heard that term before this camp. But we mobilized, came back out here, skipped a nice outing with the fellas so that we could talk to Jalen Smith, and you can hear that now.
Great seeing you. Thanks for so much for your time.
Radio?
Yeah, radio.
Audio?
All audio.
Love it.
So just let it loose.
Old school.
Let it hang out.
I'm talking about.
All right. Shall we start?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do this. I'm ready.
All right, here with Jalen Smith, Indiana's Mr. Football, also a Dallas Cowboy. How are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's definitely a blessing being here. This beautiful weather out here in Oxnard, feels good to be back.
I'll tell you what. I was just telling Joe this, Joe Trahan. I'm whipped, and I'm a radio guy, and I did really little today. I got up. I did a three-hour show. I've eaten, and I'm so tired, and here you are. What is this? What's your day been like? Because as it's kind of wrapping up, I would suppose.
Year six, just getting into a rhythm.
What time did you get up?
Man, I'm up at 6:15 a.m. Usually get a bite to eat. I like to get a little recovery in the morning, studying the new install that we put in, and then I make me some tea and head over to meetings.
Do you even have an alarm, or do you just wake up like your body?
I'm a morning guy, body's trained, but I still set alarms because those fines are vicious.
Are you a routine guy? True. Like you go to bed at the same time and all that too?
I mean, I'm a Gemini, I'm an air sign, so I kind of go with the wind, wherever the wind takes me. You know what I'm saying? But I like to make sure I get my rest for sure.
You seem like a bit of a spiritual guy. For instance, number 9 seems very spiritually important to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Explain why we had to change to number 9.
I've been wearing number 9 since I was 9 years old. It's my favorite number. Wore it in Pee Wee, middle school, high school, college, All-American games, you name it. I think it was an energy shift in the universe. Never once did I thought I would be able to wear a single-digit number in the National Football League, which is a big reason why I have 54. 5 + 4 = 9. 54 is a legendary number in Dallas Cowboys history with, the greats of, Chuck Howley, Randy White, all those guys that had success wearing it. But 9 is me. It's who I am. It's kind of laid the foundation of, everything that I've been through in my life. So carrying on the legacy that, that Tony Romo, put forth in Dallas Cowboys history wearing the number. It's a great honor. Jerry Jones allowed me to carry it on.
Tell Jake have you seen the bit on Twitter? You blew my mind with this, the thing about multiplying 9.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is that?
Absolutely.
9, 18, 27, 36.
No.
Okay.
That's not it.
No, I mean, another one is like, if you add up all the single digit numbers, it equals 36. 6 + 3 = 9. So 9 is just a strong number. It symbolizes awareness. It symbolizes being present. And it's just like I said, it's the foundation of who I am, and it's kind of got me to where I am today. So it's really important. It's a blessing.
One more number question. Because when this first came out, they said you have to buy out the inventory of jerseys if you want to switch before 2022, and here you are in 9. So what does that what kind of check does Jalen Smith have to write for that? Or your people?
Jerry made it make sense. He made it make sense.
They gave you a bit of a deal?
He made it make sense. That's all I'm going
to
say.
If you had to pay anything, do you get boxes of Romo jerseys? Are they in your garage and you've just got to sell them?
I've always been a Romo fan. since the days of him wearing nine. You know, nine on me.
Okay, you're not really going to tell me, are you?
Like I said, Jerry.
Yeah, all right,
Jerry,
all right. Jerry's the best.
Jerry made
every
make,
player loves
made,
Jerry.
He made it make sense, man. It's about value over cost, you know.
So Dan brought up the Mr. Football Indiana thing, and I've always been interested. With a brother at Ohio State, how do you end up at Notre Dame?
Ohio State was his dream school. So, I mean, I think he got offered by Jim Tressel in like the sixth or seventh grade, something like that, to go to Ohio State. Yeah. Then he got there and he had to resign and all of that good stuff. Meyer came in and, you know, my brother's doing well. Got a chance to play here with him for 3 years. He's a free agent right now. He was with Vegas and the Giants last year. But he's training. He's healthy. He's just waiting for that call. He's waiting for that call, man. But I really just wanted to choose my own path. I went to a Catholic high school where I won. We won four state championships and got to learn a lot about Notre Dame. And, it's also closer to home. I'm a mama's boy, so being an hour and a half away from home, that meant a lot for sure.
So I've also always been interested in the Notre Dame athlete, a buddy of mine who's a hardcore Notre Dame fan.
Golden Domers.
I was texting about that with him today. What about the non-athlete dorm? So, like, pretty much every other big program has the athlete dorm. You have the separate.
It wasn't like that at Notre Dame. We were together. We were together. I'm a proud alumni of Stanford Hall, North Quad, for any Golden Domers out here listening. I enjoyed my time. You know, we got the room with regular students, not student athletes, and just had a blast. Got to really be a part of the culture, and it's relationships you build forever. And my roommate, Cutter Jones, he's actually from the Bay, so I'm getting a chance to soak up this Cali weather.
You ever think about what if we had the NIL rules that they have now back then? You would have cleaned up.
Man. Yeah, that would have
it would have made sense.
It would have made the experience a little more, But I'm a guy that comes from the struggle, so it's all good.
I forgot one more thing about Romo with number 9 and all that. Did you check with him? Did you check with Jerry? Yeah. Like, hey, is this cool?
Yeah, I had to check, just by respect, what I'm saying?
Okay.
Send both of them messages, and I got a chance to actually talk to Jerry on the phone about it, and he was just ecstatic, so it's a blessing.
Because there's one guy not cool with it is Tom Brady. Do you see him bagging on just guys? He doesn't like the single digit for linebackers. He feels like that's going to screw up his world.
A little tougher to ID.
Man, he's been playing this game longer than a lot of these guys been alive. He's going to be all right.
I think he will be all right.
He's going to be all right.
Speaking of playing a long time, you are now the grizzled veteran.
Yes.
In the linebacker room. Yeah. What's that like?
It's love. I've been patient. I've earned my stripes. It's good vibes in the linebacker room. We're deep. We got a lot of guys who can play. We just all trying to get better.
So on that same front, though, like, do you at least have a brief moment draft night when you think, what does this mean for me?
You saying when I got drafted?
I'm talking about particularly like when Micah gets drafted, and you're just thinking.
Micah was little brother. He was little bro before we got drafted. So he was in Dallas training, and we linked up. He like, man, tell him to draft me. You know what I'm saying? So when he got drafted, it was like, yeah, that's love. We gonna ball. We gonna get a chance to ball together.
I think it's real cool that you seem to. You're certainly not just about football and the minority investment deal that you do. Is it kind of like a contest? Is it like Shark Tank where you're a shark that is investing in businesses?
It's a Shark Tank type vibe, but it's a Minority Entrepreneurship Institute investing in minorities in the black and brown and the Latinx community in efforts to close the economic and educational gap. It's really my purpose beyond athletics. I believe in equality, and true equality can come from equity, from having an opportunity to live the American dream. And, you know, there's so many quality minorities who have big dreams, big ideas, but don't have the resources to be able to, you know, bring things to life. So that's why I created the platform, Impact Investing. Doesn't have to do with me. It's just about helping, helping others and helping make the world a better place.
It's a good bit.
When was that something that you thought was like, that's my passion project? Was it, were you still in college at the time? Like, were you investigating those avenues, like in business classes? When did you decide, like, this is what I want to do off the field?
Well, I've, I wanted to be an entrepreneur my whole life. So just kind of learning and gaining access to quality relationships, quality deal flow. You know, I was just thinking about, man, like, what about the people who doesn't have, you know, the global institutes and corporations behind them, you know, like I have with Notre Dame being global and, you know, Dallas Cowboys being the most valued franchise in all of sports. I was just thinking about, like, what about the other people who look like me that have great ideas but don't have those networks? How can I help them? And that's really just kind of what it came to. I got a great team who helps me put all my visions together. I'm a big visionary guy. I have no problems with creating new ideas. But I recognize that you can't do it alone. And you need a team of trusted advisors that can help you, you know, accomplish and achieve your purpose. So it's been going on for a while now. It's been going on for a while. We've done some amazing things.
I saw a picture on, I don't know if it was Cowboys Twitter or something, but it was Mike McCarthy. And he was wearing sunglasses, and they were designed
by... Yeah, man, I got to get him some. I'm going to get him some.
Yeah, they were designed by Jamie Foxx, right?
I'm going to get him some of mine, man, for the season start. I'm going to get the whole coaching staff some.
Does he know you?
Some CVs.
He's more of an offensive guy.
Clear eye view. He knows me. He knows me. That's all I love.
I kind of yelled at my
computer. There you go, like, over there. Look at him.
You think he could tackle him?
Nah, I think he been running, man. I think he done lost a few pounds, man.
It's pretty
sturdy,
though.
That's my dog.
It's quite sturdy.
Yeah, it just does look like it'd be hard to knock him down.
He's got a lot of girth. With the gesture.
So, when's the last time you went bowling?
May. End of May. End of May. I shot a 208. Rusty, but... good quality.
What's a personal high?
275.
Damn.
Yeah, 275 or 289 actually. That's my PR.
At your peak.
Yeah.
How many games a week are we talking?
And I would say college was my peak, because I bowled every Thursday at Chippewa Bowl in South Bend, Indiana. Me and Pat Connaughton. Shout out to my dog Pat, NBA champion with the Milwaukee Bucks. Man, that was when I was consistent. I got my bowling shoes and the ball and everything, was routining it out. But, you know, you become a professional, and time management is always something that, you know, you try to work on. And, you know, I get my leisure time.
Is that primarily, like, how you will root when it comes to other sports, as guys you know, went to school with or grew up near, when it comes to MLB, NBA, stuff like that, like in the case of Pat?
Say it again?
Like, are you, when it comes to, like, who do you root for? Like, what team are you into? Is it mostly guys like, all right, I grew up around this guy or knew this guy? Or do you have a team that you would choose over others?
Kevin Garnett was my favorite player growing up. So, like, diehard Kevin Garnett fan. Know every stat, all of that good stuff. LeBron is my hero, you know, just for everything he's done.
You met him?
No, someday. Someday. I'm going to meet him someday. I'm going to throw that in the air, manifest that, you know. But, no, I'm just a fan of the game. I'm from the great state of Indiana, the Hoosier State, and we play basketball. So I used to get down in my day. I just probably needed about 4 more inches, and I wouldn't be here right now. I would be in the NBA.
Was that your true love?
No.
Like in high school?
No. Football, first love. Since I was 7 years old, I wanted to play in the National Football League. So,
did you actually dream more of being a running back, because you were pretty good at that?
Until I thought about longevity and, You know, I was a bigger back, so people coming to hit my legs. I'm like, I'd rather initiate the hits than get hit. So,
have you told Rod this, that maybe switch?
Like positions?
Yeah.
Man, my brother's so talented. He could do it all. He could do
become
it all.
Become a long snapper. Man, I always thought that's what you should do, man.
Man, my brother could do it all, man. He just – his love is running back, you know. And he's gotten to live his dream, and he's still working. So, just patience is key for sure for him.
Well, we appreciate your time. Can we ask you for one last thing, which is a liner for our radio show, where you would identify yourself, and then we'd like you to say – I never listened to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
My name is Jalen Smith, linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Dan and what? Dan and Skip? Dan and Jake?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Jalen Smith, linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, and I always listen to Dan and Jake.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, but
you lied to us.
Yeah, you lied to us. What do you think of that beard?
Healthy. Healthy. That's my word of the year. Healthy.
Okay. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Take it easy. See? Jerry loved the beard. Jalen called it healthy. Find out what Ben DiNucci thought about it tomorrow.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.